commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Finally, a judge who sees Wisconsin's drunk driving problem for what it is. Now, every county judge processes dozens of DUI cases a year. Most are plea bargained away. All the judge has to do is oversee a brief hearing, listen to the defendant plead guilty, and then process the sentence that the prosecutors and defense lawyers have already agreed to. But Brown County Judge Timothy Hinkfuss has had enough. 22-year-old Janae Owens came into court last week. While driving drunk in Green Bay, she crashed into two homes, ruptured a gas line, hit another car, and injured her passenger. Her blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit, and it was the second time she was caught driving drunk. She was supposed to be in court for a simple hearing. The plea bargain called for 3 years of probation. She could have served 8 to 12 months in prison. But Judge Hinkfuss rejected the plea deal. He said it was too lenient, and he sentenced Owens to 18 months in jail on the spot. Some will say this is too harsh for a second conviction. But it is not the second time that Janae Owens has been driving drunk. It's just the second time she's been caught. Others say she got a harsher sentence because she's black. That's insulting. She's already admitted to the crime, and the punishment is appropriate for someone who has such a reckless disregard for public safety. Owens did not help herself in court. She did not apologize. "I'm sorry for what I did" are the magic words the judges look for. The best she could do was, "What I did was really foolish. I embarrassed myself." We need more judges like this. I wish someone like Judge Hinkfuss could preside over the upcoming trial of Ashley Bauman, suspected of killing two of her friends in Lincoln County while driving drunk, or the case of Shirley Hogreff, who drove in the wrong direction for several miles on I-39 in Portage County, or the three other cases that are pending in our area where suspects have had an 8th, 9th, and 10th OWI. Judges are not supposed to predetermine their sentences for specific crimes. They have to evaluate each one of these cases individually. But here is a reasonable guideline for drunk driving plea bargains. 10% of the maximum sentence could come off the plea bargain. No more. A plea bargain is useful to avoid the time and expense of a trial. But offenders should also know they'll get only a small break in exchange for their guilty plea. If someone was facing a 5-year sentence for a drunk driving case, they'd still appreciate the 6 months off. But they are supposed to land in jail. Only then will Wisconsin send a message that we're serious about the drunk driving problem.